Literacy is a major milestone in the education of a child. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Nicole Gardner-Neblett, research assistant professor of psychology at the University of North Carolina, discusses how storytelling helps African-American children achieve this goal.
Low reading achievement among many African-American children is a persistent issue in the United States. This puts many African-American children at risk for a host of problems. Yet our research shows that African-American children have strong skills in an area relevant for reading, that is, storytelling. We looked at how storytelling plays a role between early language and literacy among children from across the U.S. We found that for African-American children, being able to tell well-developed stories as preschoolers made a difference in their kindergarten literacy. For these children, the higher their storytelling scores, the higher their literacy scores. But storytelling skills didn't make a difference for the literacy scores of children from other racial ethnic backgrounds. For African-American children, storytelling skills seem to be important for early literacy in a way that may not be true of other children. African-American children's strong storytelling skills may stem from the cultural and historic influences that have fostered a preference for orality among many African-Americans. Other research shows that from early in childhood, African-American children's stories are vivid, elaborative, and rich in imagery. The quality of their stories have been found to be on par with or exceed that of stories told by their white peers. So why are African-American children not performing better in reading? More research is needed, but possibilities are low-quality schools, home literacy practices, or language skills that differ from those expected at school. While learning to tell stories may be useful for all children, cultivating storytelling skills may offer parents and educators a route to support African-American children in becoming more successful readers.
That was Nicole Gardner-Neblett of the University of North Carolina. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will.